Recording 21, Science and Technology. Speaker A, Abigail.
I was fed up with unwanted phone calls during my family dinners, coffee time with girlfriends, or while selecting anniversary flowers at the florist. So one day, I decided to give up my mobile phone. And it was the best thing I've ever done. Now, I can spend time with my family and friends without being constantly interrupted by unwelcome distractions. Life without a mobile phone has definitely opened the way to people by meeting them in person and engaging in quality discussions. By giving up my mobile phone, I gained a huge benefit of spending quality time with interesting people.
Speaker B, Alvin. Mobile phones help me to keep in touch with classmates, friends, and family. When I am absent from school, I call my classmates to ask for the notes and assignments from the classes I missed. I also use the phone to talk to my friends. I call them every day, sometimes just to say hello and chat, but more often to arrange a meeting or plan an evening out. I usually call my mum when I need her to come and pick me up, or to let her know about my whereabouts. However, I have to say, I find mobiles annoying sometimes. It's irritating when I hear questions like, "Where are you? Who are you with? What are you up to?" over the phone. These are the situations when I feel my parents try too hard to control my life. Speaker C, Alice.
I realised the benefit of having a mobile phone when my daughter started her studies at university in Cambridge. We've always had a close relationship, and applications like Snapchat or WhatsApp make it easy to interact and share both good and bad experiences almost instantly. Even though we can't spend time together physically, mobile phones enable us to share amazement, laughter, joy, but also disappointment, sadness, and anxiety. In this way, in spite of the distance, mobile phones help us keep the quality of our relationship.
Speaker D, Arthur. I work as a manager in a travel agency. Using a mobile phone is an integral part of my work for several reasons. Firstly, when I am away on a business trip, mobile phones enabled me to remain in contact with the office, business partners, and the suppliers. Secondly, in high season, I often work extra hours from home. When a crisis situation requires me to act immediately, I don't need to rush to the agency in most cases. I can deal with the unexpected circumstances by using a mobile phone. Third, mobile phones make the agency available to customers. We make sure our customers can reach us anytime they need. In this way, mobiles help us to improve customer service. Speaker E, Austin. I was admiring a William Turner painting at the Tate Gallery in London when a group of tourists walked up to it, took a photo on their mobiles, and hurriedly moved on. Instead of pausing for a moment, fascinated by the clarity of a single line, becoming absorbed in the painting, and experiencing the intense, sensuous feeling from the presence of the real painting, they snapped a picture. This is how mobile phones affect people's imagination, creativity, and perceptibility. I am sure they all shared the picture with dozens of their friends on social media. So why are they becoming increasingly lonely, isolated, or lost? For me, the event was a real eye-opener. It made me realise the values we are losing by the overuse of mobile phones. Although I haven't given up my mobile, I use it in emergency situations only.